Hello, Zion families. This is Lawrence Sinner-Strauss, a.k.a. Mr. S., and I've been seeing your kids for most of the year for the entire Wednesday afternoon session. So our class has been devoted in part to preparation for bat and bar mitzvahs, which means that we've spent a lot of time on Hebrew readings, siddur work, making sure people know their Torah readings, haftarot, the blessings before and after them, all that good stuff. And so a lot of it has been independent directed work, which, you know, kids at their age can do. And I've been kind of floating around the room as a consultant and occasionally to, you know, keep people on task. And as we have gone through the year and more students have ceased preparing for their big event and gotten through it, we've shifted more toward a model where, you know, some people go off to the side and work on that. Otherwise, we've been doing incidental stuff. There's been a lot of Parashat HaShavua. I've been leading conversations about what this week's Parsha is, what's a key takeaway from it, what's something you should know about it. And we've had some really great discussions there because, again, they're at an age when they can start to ask really interesting, critical questions about what's in the Torah, how does it relate to our lives right now. So we had a whole thing on the Ten Commandments and what makes them different from the other 603 commandments. We've also recently taken a bit of a break from Parashat HaShavua to talk about Rashi, who is the number one commentator on the Hebrew Bible and the Talmud, and who he was, what kind of life he led, and why we should care. We did this largely through a video called Rashi, A Light After the Dark Ages, which is a film that was made starring Leonard Nimoy as the voice of Rashi. I find that more impressive than they do. That really paints him as this fascinating person who was well-liked, extremely powerful in the Jewish community, and shaped a lot of how Jewish communities would behave in the future. It's a great video. I'd recommend you check it out on your own. You can find it pretty easily. And as for the summer, I want to make sure that your students don't just forget everything we worked on in Siddur and Haftarah and Torah over the summer. So I really do encourage that you try to make sure some reading practice happens. I realize that that's going to be inconsistent throughout the summer. Sometimes you're busy, sometimes you're not. But averaging out, you know, a couple of minutes of just Hebrew reading a day is going to make a big difference for next year and really for the rest of their Jewish lives. You know, Hebrew reading is not just for Hebrew school. I hope that everyone has a great summer, and if you have any questions, please feel free to get in touch with me through the school. Be well.